The Alliance Party have been involved in these discussions. We've heard various suggestions this morning as to why perhaps they were unhappy. Chris Little, their MLA, is able to join us this morning. So Chris Little, is this true that, you know, the three options were accept, reject, or take it away, and the Alliance Party were the only one of the five parties to reject it?
Good morning, Joel. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of the Alliance Party rather than Mike Nesbitt doing so. It was interesting that
he and Gerry Kelly both singing off the same hymn sheet on this one.
Well, I would disagree with that. The Alliance Party gave our clear commitment to work with all the parties and the public to make sure that we now deliver legislation and the resources necessary to deliver actual progress on all three issues.
But on that specific question, just to get that out of the way, were the Alliance Party the only one of the five parties to reject the deal there and then?
No, that's nonsense. We give our honest assessment of what was put before us. That was that after significant time and effort from all parties and the public, that there wasn't a comprehensive agreement available. We had significant progress on the past, and we need to emphasise that. There's a framework in this document that, if implemented and resourced, could make significant progress around access to justice, information and services for victims and survivors, and it could encourage reconciliation across our community. There was some progress on parades, and there was no progress but more process on the official and unofficial display of flags and emblems. That was despite reasonable proposals from our party and indeed from the public, and I think that's important, that we need to meet the expectation of the public in relation to these issues. Yeah. And the Alliance Party won't be found wanting in relation to that.
Yes, so of the three options you were given, did you accept it, reject it, or take it away?
Well, we took what was made available to us, and we gave the response that I have given to you. The DUP nor the Ulster Unionist Party were in a position to respond to
Yeah, but you were, so did you accept it or reject it?
Yeah, we accepted the document that was put before us, and we gave our honest assessment in response.
Yeah, you, on this issue of flags, and I asked it earlier, it was suggested, and it's in the document, for others, abandoning one of the three pillars of the panel's mandate was deeply unsatisfying. Is that a reference to Alliance?
Well, as I say, Joe, we put forward what we thought were extremely reasonable proposals. The public have given strong support to a regional policy of designated days for the union flag across all councils, and indeed they've called for regulation of unofficial flags on lampposts.
Yes, but the document says that there were some members who wished to forgo that area of the panel's work entirely, and for others, abandoning one of those three pillars of the panel's mandate was deeply unsatisfying. So was it unsatisfying for Alliance? Is that a reference to your party?
Absolutely. I think a six-month process that was set up to deal with these issues should have addressed the issue of flags, and indeed proposing more progress rather than any progress on the issue will be deeply unsatisfying to the general public.
Do you think it was a failure?
No, I've said that we have made significant progress on some issues, and that indeed the key test now will be what we see from the Northern Ireland Executive in terms of legislation and resources to make sure that we deliver actual progress on all three issues.
Mike Nesbitt said he was embarrassed. Were you embarrassed coming out of those talks and no deal?
Well, I think some of the lack of progress was deeply disappointing, and I think the parties need to reflect on that, and we need to show the public in Northern Ireland that we are capable now of delivering real progress on the issues.
Because, of course, Naomi Long said that she's not here to cook fudge, she's not going to try and sell it, so obviously she thinks it was a fudge.
I agree wholeheartedly with Naomi that on the areas where there has been a lack of progress, we will say so, and we will do whatever we have in our power, whether that's through legislative processes in the Assembly, working with the public to make sure that we get the kind of progress on the issues that we want to see.